Yeah, well, Lucy, the importance of mental health support for third level students or higher level students has been pointed out by Minister Harris, and there's been an allocation of over 20 million over the since 2020 into this, and the minister says himself that every institution that he visits that this issue is raised. So he realizes that it's an important issue, and that's why so much has been put into it. This year, there's an additional 5 million just been announced now, and of that, over 430,000 is going to ATU, which is the highest allocation in the country. So I think the current generation of students face a lot of challenges around mental health that are more complex than those faced by previous generations. The prevalence of drugs in society and the challenges posed by social media pressures and financial challenges can make life very difficult for many students, especially as most will be living away from home for the first time, and the pressures can be overwhelming for them. So this funding will provide a range of supports. Last year alone, there was over 77, I think, assistant psychologists appointed to the system. And this funding will also provide data for research into self-harm and suicide. And we've lost far too many young people in recent times to suicide. It'll also provide for more mental health nurses, and so it's very, very important funding for the well-being of our college-going population, and the funding can also be flexible to address specific needs identified by a particular college, specific to their area. So that flexibility is there as well. So it's an important announcement, and very much welcome what the minister is doing here.